W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello.
And hi, gorgeouses. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God. We are so excited to have you. You're our dream guest.
Welcome back to the Canceled Podcast. You guys, I'm sweating. A lot of things are happening to me, actually. We're going to get into that. But today we have the beautiful, iconic, legendary Whitney Cummings on the podcast.
Come
and I'm shitting.
And I'm shitting myself.
And no, you didn't shit yourself. Yeah. You shit in the toilet, and it all got where it needed to go.
Y'all, I just blew up this bathroom next door.
You know, and what? It didn't smell like. I mean, it didn't. There was no effluvium of. It was fine. It just when I saw it in the toilet bowl,
she saw my shit.
There were remnants.
Whitney Cummings just saw my shit.
I just need you to stop swallowing your gum. Or whatever that was.
All the cum. Something. Fucking something.
No more LA guy cum. Oh, they're in ketosis and their cum is too viscous.
No, if they were in ketosis, I'd be in a better place. Dude, I have this like analogy and it's so disgusting to say, but have you ever been with a guy who has like cheeseburger cum? Like, and then there's coconut cum.
You gotta stop dating David Dobrik. He'll do anything to promote that burger place. Jesus Christ. You know, there was a shooting at the Dobrik, or was that a pizza? He has a pizza place. That I'm thinking of Mike.
Mike's the burger guy.
Wait, I conflated
them. Was
that
Mike's?
No.
Do you think it was staged?
There was a shooting at the Dobrik pizza place.
Oh.
Down the street.
That I understand.
Yeah.
It was definitely just Jeff.
From that.
He's pissed.
But Mike is the one that has the burger place, which is supposed to be really good.
Yeah, honestly. Everyone's got a fucking food place going. I almost did Tana's Tacos years ago, and I had all my friends try it, and for the next 2 days, they were like puking and shitting themselves.
I was so unwell.
Yeah, that means it was a taco. That means.
No, but there were like hot Cheetos in the taco.
It
was just not. And I was like, let's scrap this whole project. I'm going to like kill children. Like, it's not okay.
It would be on brand.
Speaking of a child
I haven't killed yet because I spent the last month in Texas, so I couldn't. Yeah, such a trip. Thank you for saying that. You guys are being so sweet.
You are pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how this happened. It happened completely natural. I'm convinced it's a vaccine injury. I don't know how this even happened. Like, I got the Johnson & Johnson. A year later, I got pregnant. It's a nightmare.
They absolutely injected you with Johnson & Johnson
sperm.
Remember,
it was 3 years ago now. Yeah. Another thing, I've lost my memory. Remember, it was short-term side effects were blood clots.
Yeah.
And, like, long-term side effects getting knocked up by some guy from North Carolina.
And if you think about a baby, is just, like, a big blood clot, right? Like, oh, my God. I'm sorry.
I guess it kind of is.
It's inside of you right now. You're gagging.
It's just this wild thing because I just was convinced I was barren or something because all the men on Reddit told me that.
Absolutely same. I had to get off Reddit. I'm on a Reddit rehab situation right now.
Absolutely. I was just telling everyone that yesterday.
Yeah. When you do Reddit, do you have it? That's big.
Thank you.
But do you thread Reddit so it's only the subjects you want to see?
I look on certain subreddits and like only the ones that like talk horribly about us.
Every time I go on there to just get some news or an opinion, I end up seeing a live murder.
Oh my God, literally.
I'm like, how is this so like business?
Literally.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not the Reddit I'm on.
Reddit is so fucking dark.
It's wild.
I use Reddit as like my WebMD. Like, am I dying? Literally, my last Google search is like, am I dying from mixing Xanax and NyQuil? Reddit.
It's like, am I dying? Well, you can go in there to find all the men that want to kill you.
Absolutely. And they're all fucking there. It's so insane. Reddit terrifies me. But Dude, please don't take this in the wrong way.
This is going to hurt.
I'm scared of what you're going to say.
By the way, you should have a podcast called Please Don't Take This the Wrong Way.
Absolutely.
That's you trying to compliment people.
I know. I'm obsessed with you. You know this. And I see, like, you've always been an idol of mine. I see a lot of myself in you in the ways that you are. And
I would take that the wrong way.
That's a huge compliment. I got to tell you, I'm a really big fan of you. I love what you do. You're so resilient. Like, you get down, you get back up. Sometimes when you get down, you're blowing a dude that you shouldn't be blowing.
Absolutely every time.
But, like, you're self-aware. And I'm mad at you because I was listening to one of your episodes recently, and you were beating yourself up. And you're very hard on yourself. And I do that,
both
too.
Both of us, yeah.
But you're kind of like, I make all these bad decisions. This is exactly what you're supposed to be doing right now.
That's fair. I think it's like when you grow up in the internet and all that type of stuff, you know, it's like people scrutinize you at such a young age that you think you have to be an adult, and then you look back and you're like, I was fucking 18. No wonder I was a fucking idiot.
You're just doing it publicly.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Just doing it. Everybody's doing the exact same thing you're doing. Yeah. They're just not monetizing it. And they're not, you know, so it's like, you win.
And I understand that. You know what I mean? I'm just cripplingly self-aware and I'm very self-deprecating, but obviously sometimes you take that too far.
No, I like that you do it because you're self-aware, but yeah, I think that for me it's taken me a long time to figure out the difference between being self-aware and just like hurting myself.
Yeah.
Or this like death by a thousand cuts to my soul. I mean, like, wait a second, I kind of like nailed it this week. Like, still shouldn't have dated that guy, but like giving yourself a little more credit. But.
Absolutely. And I tried to. But anyways, there was a point to what I was saying. I didn't know if I ever saw you in a world where you would want to be pregnant or be a mom.
You know, I worked hard to make sure people thought that. I mean, I've always I was going to say, I think I talked about it in I think it was my HBO special a couple years ago, like freezing my eggs.
Yeah.
And I very much feel like I did it just to like take the pressure off because there's this thing where, and I was listening to guys talk about like dating and guys being trashed and stuff like that. And I was kind of like, what is the rush? Like, why are they so, like, why are you trying to find the person? Like, do you want to settle down right? And even if you walked in the door right now, would you be ready?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I probably wouldn't be, I guess. I'm turning 25 in like 2 days, and in my head, I'm like, I should be married.
No.
Like, it's so bad. I know, and isn't that terrifying?
Is it like socially constructed? Is it pressure?
Probably socially constructed for sure. I also always just wanted to be like, not always, like the last 2 years, like you're so dramatic, Tana, like a young mom or a young married, like young, it just sounds so nice. I guess I'm like, I've been out here for so long, I've done it all, like all of this fucking bullshit. Like, I just would love to settle down and be so happy.
It's tricky because have you heard of Saturn Returns?
Mm-mm.
Of what happens when you're 28? Basically, everything in your life kind of changes around 27, 28.
Really?
Like the person you're with, you'll break up with them. This is, I'm not like a big astrology person or whatever, but
almost there.
You change so much when you're 30. I mean, so much, you know? And so it's like, I mean, not to say that you couldn't and not to say that relationships don't last where people met, you know, at a young age. But yeah, to me, I really pushed back on that like socially constructed timeline. I just was like, why would I marry someone before I know they're a good father?
That's fair.
So for me, it's like, got, you know, this guy was like, I like what's happening here. Mm. I like your genetics. I had a baby, ever having one with the nicest man I've ever met. Because I was like, I need a father. I wasn't dating guys that were fathers.
We are certainly not dating fathers either.
At all.
I was dating like daddies, but not fathers.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a big major issue.
You know? And I kind of was in the situation where, and one time I was working with this therapist because I talk a lot, you know, in my book and in like specials and stuff. It's embarrassing.
Oh,
but
I know.
I dealt with love addiction stuff.
Yeah.
People don't talk about the internal, you know, medicine cabinet. People don't talk about like how people can be addictive, like toxic relationships. Like, you want to get out and you just like can't.
God,
we try to talk about it as much as we can because we suffer from it badly.
Yeah,
but it's like being, you know, are you recreating the, you know, your childhood circumstances?
Yeah,
is this some familiar chemical cocktail?
Absolutely.
Like, are you dating someone that has the negative qualities of your primary caretaker?
Absolutely.
It's just like they call them Christmas trees. You know, it's like I could walk in a party and the most like, you know, the narcissistic, sort of like self-obsessed.
He might as well be sucking his own dick in the corner.
Chain wallet motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Dangly earring.
And he's like
dangly
a cross
earring. One
only
sharp
one.
Tooth.
Absolutely. It's always only one dangly earring. Where's the other one? I just want to know that.
Chester's for the second earring.
I can't. He lost it in some hooker's pussy.
Absolutely.
And so I still say hooker. I'm fine with like, come for me.
Is hooker a cancelable word?
No, I know that people like, it's sex worker. I'm like, all sex is work. So, like, what is that? Makes me a sex volunteer? Like, you have to consider how we all have to change what we say when you pick a new term.
It's so crazy. Yeah, fuck that. No, I'll always be a Vegas hooker at heart. You know? So, you know what I mean? I don't know about that one.
And so it's like, it took me a long time to figure out that, like, just taking a contrary action with a guy and, like, realizing that, you know, if I was bored, I would conflate boredom with serenity. And yeah. I'd be like, if a guy was like nice to me and good to me, I'd be like, I'm bored. Like, I need to create some drama. Like, I'm not getting the adrenaline I need. Right. Yeah. So I had to work on that adrenaline addiction shit too.
Literally.
And I'd be in relationships where, you know, this therapist said to me once, she was like, I was like, I just think, and she was just like watching me being stuck in like the worst relationship that I was chemically addicted to.
Absolutely.
And she was like, okay, cut to 5 years from now. You on a mantle in a photo holding a baby. Is he in the photo? And I was like, oh my God, no.
Oh my
I was like, I would never let him near a baby. What, are you insane? Ever. And then I was like, oh, like I date these like really emotionally dangerous, irresponsible people.
Absolutely.
I was already a parent before now. I was raising men.
Absolutely.
I was already parenting men.
Did you grow up in like a turbulent household?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like, a therapist once said to me, like, if all you've ever known is the house being on fire, you're more comfortable living in the house on fire.
Totally.
You know? And I was like, oh my fucking God, literally. Because every time I'm in some stable shit, I'm like, this is so boring. So and to be fair, I've also been with some boring ass men. Like, seriously, have you ever laughed or made a joke ever?
There are men who are boring.
Yeah. But like, there's...
There's you feeling safe, boring, and someone that just like loves you and you don't know what to do with it because it's awkward and uncomfortable and you feel suspicious, whatever. And then there's, you know, there's conflating boredom and serenity. And then there's, just like boring.
Absolutely.
Like someone bombing.
But the dopamine addiction to a toxic relationship is so fucking real. Like the highs and the lows and constantly chasing that high. It took me a long time to realize that. And then I still battle the demons. And then at least you're aware of it.
Yeah,
and
you're like, how'd you break it is the question. I'm like, I did
a whole year, no dating, no texting, no flirting.
I'm doing that involuntarily is the problem.
Yeah, well, but doing it voluntarily, if you switch it to that, when you realize like how often you use your sexuality to manipulate men or how often you just like flirt.
Oh, fuck.
It'll get you, dude. And how often you like leave the house and you're like, well, I gotta put up, what if I run into my ex? At the, and you're just like, what am I doing? Why am I adjusting my tits? Like, why do my bra and underwear match?
Like, why did I contour to go to CVS?
Like, why do I think any man cares if...
At all.
My bra and underwear matched.
At all.
This is wild, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just found myself like living for male approval and being upset. Even when I was like getting out of a relationship, I was already like,
oh yeah,
feeling out new dudes. Mm. I'm already on Raya, like, you know?
I'm like that. I feel like I just talked about this, how like I do not feel like settled. I feel so like uneasy if I don't have someone to focus on. So it's like if nobody's there for me to like obsess over,
mm-hmm.
I do not know what to do.
Because then you have to be alone with yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like a straight up addiction. And like, what happens to you when you don't have someone to focus on and obsess over? And no one wants to be obsessed over. You know, I mean, you kind of do. It feels good for a second, but if you do it with everybody, it's not because they're special or anything.
Yeah,
you know,
you just love the feeling of it.
Don't take it personally.
Like, and you don't want someone to be doing that to you just because they can't be with themselves either.
God.
You know what I mean?
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Dude, it's recently so many people are like, Tana, it would like comments and everything are like, it benefit you so much to go on a cleanse from men. And I'm like, but fuck, I'm going to be so bored. Like it's, oh my God, I know. And it's like, I know it's coming. It's coming soon. And I'm going to have like a long single period.
It was really helpful. Like I basically like didn't date, didn't have sex. I mean, I think I masturbated and stuff. Tumblr porn was happening at the time.
Oh, my God.
Which was like, no, rest in peace.
Yeah, I know. Sincerely. I missed it.
Now it's Reddit.
Can I tell you? Oh, I haven't seen Reddit porn.
Well, it's just that's I think the everyone's nudes just go on Reddit.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, the murder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're on murder Reddit. I'm on porn Reddit.
Let's start a business. Seriously. Yeah, so it wasn't like, I don't want to say toxic porn. I have no judgments about porn. It was
like
more
tasteful. Like
it was kind of, it wasn't like I'm seeing crazy stuff that was like activating me to like, you know, desensitizing me to where I needed to like act out in any way. It was kind of like black and white, grainy.
Yeah.
Like remember it was on a loop?
Yeah.
Well, it was like always on a loop.
Like Tumblr porn. Yeah.
Tumblr porn was so made for women. Like if you got on the right like threads, you'd
Tumblr
find the one.
Tumblr in general
like,
was made for women and gay men.
You know what I mean?
Dude, 100. Because there would be a long blog entry next to it.
Yeah, and you'd like read it.
And you're like, you're more like wet from that.
I'm like emotionally invested in her. I'm like, oh, I can read all about your trip to Italy, girl. But there was one. It was called Italians Do It Better. And it was like just Italians having sex in public in Italy. Like
that's
black and white.
My way.
It
that's
was amazing. Beautiful.
We're finding it.
I don't know if I was more into the travel element or actually the sex element. And then it seemed like
That gondola is stunning.
It was like not distracting, whereas most porn I see, I'm like, that's not assembled properly. Like that bed
doesn't even make sense.
I was recently just watching this porn where these people were fucking on this cabin in a train, and like they were like, you know how train cabins have like bunk beds, and they were like, she was in like the split across the top bunk. Like,
see,
one,
that
like,
never
bunk
has
to
happen.
And no, and I swear to God, I was just thinking to myself the entire time, I couldn't even get into it. I was like, how the fuck are they doing this? And like, who's next door?
That's so crazy.
I get distracted so easy.
And then do you ever leave like the porn angle and you start thinking about the cameraman and you're like, what the fuck is he? How is he up there? Is he also in the splits? Like, I always do that. I don't know if it's like the YouTuber in me, but I'm always like, what setting is the camera on?
And then Pornhub and all these like new ones, they'll go through these phases where, first of all, I think it is so weird that we all jerk off together to the same thing. It's like most popular and everyone's like, what's everyone out? Like, I just want to make sure we're all, it's like a huge orgy.
I've never thought
it's
about
a
that.
Global orgy.
I've never
like,
thought
we're
about
all
that.
All jerking off to her today. Cool. Like, it's so weird to me.
I've never fucking thought about
that. I'm like, I want to know the least viewed one of the day.
That's
and
so
I'm
smart.
Gonna be over there.
Oh, I feel bad for the person who went through all that effort and they're the least viewed one of the day.
I know. Pity turns me on. Let me help you out. Let me throw you a bone. Like, I want to click on yours like a bunch today.
Dude, and now that I've like entered the OF world or whatever, I have so many friends that do porn and I'll be going down the timeline and I'm like, I just got coffee with her. I just got coffee with her. I just saw him at the fucking grocery store. And then I have to like start over pussy on Sahara Desert again.
No.
Like,
Pussy on Sahara Desert is crazy.
Shit's dry as hell. I'm pissed.
Like, wait, that's so weird because, yeah, I did the OFTV, the roast, which is like kind of like last time I saw you. And, I had Angela White on my podcast and I just had Adriana Chechik and I have Riley coming on. Yeah. And I kind of am like, I was like, I need to watch their work before they come on.
That's hilarious.
But it's a weird thing.
Absolutely.
Like, do you think you could ever watch one of your friends in a porn? Do you have to tell them?
Well, it's like, before I got into this world, like, of course I watched Riley Reid and Lana Rhodes. And then I met them and I'm like, big fan. Yeah. Can you do butt kegels?
I'm trying right now. I don't think, I mean, you can squeeze your butthole, but I don't know if there's the same muscle.
Like thing, right?
Why do you have to look up and to the right when you do it?
I'm looking dead in your eyes. I'm like, clink,
I didn't want to look you in the eye when I'm squeezing my butthole, Whitney.
I just
hear my
idol. Shit. We're not, we're falling in love.
We are not this close. Like, absolutely agreed. You should not have seen my shit.
You're the closest person to me after this. I had an OB once tell me straight up. She was this amazing, I don't know why she's not working anymore, but she would, every time I would go in, she would give me some wild advice that I never asked for. She would be like, oh, just FYI, if you're going, I was like, oh, I'm going on a vacation with a guy or something. She'd be like, oh, well, if you're about to have your period and you know it, which it always comes on a vacation, always, for whatever reason. And she goes, just get into a bathtub, put a tampon in, get into a bathtub, soak, pull the tampon out, put a tampon in again, soak in the bathtub, let it butterfly out, and just keep doing it until there's no blood left.
What
and
the
I was
fuck?
Like,
you can just like get all your period out in one day.
And there's also a medication that's a French medication that's not approved over here that can, I don't know if it's spironolactone, it might be. That's a diuretic that I think makes you lose water.
I used to take that for my skin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They give it, it's like a hormone. They give it to like Lila was taking it when she was transitioning.
No way.
Whoa. Christ, so I don't know.
But what is it supposed to? It gets rid of your period in like a day? Or it stops it?
I think it. Go ahead.
No, you can take something. I just didn't add for it. Like, you can take a pill. If you have, like, a beach vacation coming up, you can take a pill and it'll delay your period.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, yes,
that's
right. Yes.
Something. And I think you lose
water
weight,
maybe. I'm not sure
what it is, maybe.
But I don't know.
I'm a doctor.
People now are putting, like, a beauty blender in your vagina, and then you can just have sex on your period.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Listen, I've seen y'all bitches beauty blender floating around in your purse that just with no bag.
Well, don't,
and you know I use the same one for my concealer.
Dude,
6 hours
that is 100% where COVID came from. Y'all bitches beauty blenders.
They are doing it, for the record. It's
why
not
do you
me.
Just have a loose beauty blender in your purse?
All the porn girls do that, apparently.
It's, so they put it in, you have sex with the beauty blender.
Yeah, because it's like,
yeah, and it's like
or a cosmetic
back, you know?
Sponge, like the little white triangle ones, I guess.
Sure.
I'm saying I guess, like I don't know if you know this. I've never done it, but I would try it.
I would try it, I feel like.
Why not?
As long as I knew it was safe.
Yeah, but then imagine. See, here's the other thing. Are you a tampon girl, a pad girl, or a diva cup
a
girl?
A pad girl?
I don't know.
A what?
A bad girl?
No, I'm not a handmaid. A pad? Are women out there still wrapping up dish towels and putting them in their underwear?
They are. Sometimes yes. I'm a free bleeder.
Free bleed. I'd rather free bleed than a pad. A pad's just demeaning to me. I don't know why.
There was the stylist Carla Welch did these underwear that had.
Oh my God, those scare the fuck out of me.
A pad in them or something.
Are they heavy?
You could free bleed in them. I don't know.
And then you wash.
I feel
them.
Like I'd be sagging like a little kid when they like peed their diaper.
But otherwise, you just want to free bleed?
Well,
I mean, why?
Well, I have a theory that like if you decide. You're not bleeding, you're just not.
I do that. Like 3 days into the period, I'm like, now we're done, bro.
No, yeah, and then it's over, and listen, you're with it or you're not with it, okay?
If a guy doesn't eat you out, that's bad. Is that what you mean, or having sex without? If a guy doesn't have sex with you in your period, they're gay.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
And then if they don't eat you out, they're not serious about that protein diet, as far as I'm concerned. Like, you'll drink 19 protein powders a day, but you won't suck my blood. Like,
no, literally.
Come on.
Have you ever met a man who does, like, awful like cartel cocaine, and then he's like, won't like fuck you on your period, and it's like, nope, you gotta go. You know, it's like, how do you put one thing into your body but you're afraid of that? Like,
I'll
you're terrified.
Everyone, you know that about me.
There's a comic, Rich Vazzi, has a funny joke. He goes, I don't mind having sex with a girl on her period, I just pretend like I'm killing her.
I love that.
I'm like, just pretend like you're
hot.
Murdering
is
me.
Why is
it's your
hot?
Dream?
That's my type.
Like, but I was on birth control forever because I used to get these gnarly migraines.
Yeah,
I'm so glad I went off of it. I feel like now is not the time to be like anti birth control. Whatever. It just, for me, it just like made me a little bit crazy. It made me lethargic. I feel like it.
Oh,
you know,
I can't imagine.
I was on this. The IUD forever, and then I went off of it in December, and I mean, my period, it was like black tar for like a good month, so I don't think a tampon
was
gonna
sell
do
that
much.
Shit in like Compton.
It was wild, dude, so it took me a second to like get it back and functioning, but yeah I normally do, because if I'm performing on stage, I'm like, I have to sew maxi pads into my clothes, into my blazers when I perform, so that I don't sweat a lot. Like,
oh,
I have a stylist.
God.
So I use pads for that, but I usually have to use tampons on stage.
I was just gonna say, we were talking about the beauty blender, like taking it out of the puss, and I was like,
yeah, how do you get it
like,
out?
I'm not that type of person. Like, I'm not going up in there deep and, you know, deep sea diving for like so much blood.
Remember,
like,
there was those ones, do they still make them that are they called OB, where it was just like a thing and it didn't have an applicator?
That's the only thing that's overseas too.
That sounds so scary to me. I don't want anything foreign. Like, I don't know if I can get that out.
Oh, and then it's like in your cuticles.
No, it's just
I'm not like digging around.
It's like just a tampon without the applicator. Like, you physically, it still has a string. You just physically. Oh no, you're right. But some don't.
Oh,
but everywhere overseas, like Australia, I'll never forget the first time I went there, and I was like, "Do you guys have a tampon?" And they just hand me this little
like,
fucking like
cotton.
Bullet, and they're like, "What do you mean? Like, put this in your pussy?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? Where's the rest of it?" Everywhere overseas, like, they don't have fucking tampons with applicators. Like, when I go, I swear to God, my whole carry-on's just tampons from America.
It's a whole thing. Are you doing the Diva Cup?
No, that's what I was. No.
Okay.
The Diva Cup scares the absolute fucking shit out of me.
But then everyone who does it is like so cult Diva Cup. Like it's a.
It feels like big Megan Fox energy.
Like, oh yeah. I feel like she's, and you know she's giving it to MGK like a fucking tequila shot.
You know. That's, I mean, no one looks like that without drinking their own period blood. Something's up.
If it works, I'll do it. I swear to God, anything will look like Megan Fox.
That's absolutely
yeah.
Fair.
I feel like you kind of do. The dysmorphia is so real with y'all. But yeah, every woman I know that has like big like astrology energy is into the Diva Cup thing.
Here's the thing, okay? It's one thing at home, right? You take it out at home, you go over the sink at home, you dump it out. What happens when you're in a Ralph's? And there are other women in that bathroom at that sink.
And you're
and you walk out
that are bleeding from other places.
So many other places. But you walk out with it in your hand. Because you got
to
do it in the sink.
You have to do a little. Well, you could do it. Oh,
you dump it
how
in the toilet, but then
out?
You're supposed to rinse it in the sink. Where
no,
strangers
where I'm washing my
are
hands.
Fucking there.
I feel like that's the least spooky shit that happens in a Ralph's bathroom.
I know, I was just going to say, it's like I'd suck dick in a Ralph's bathroom. What the fuck am I worried about a Diva Cup?
But
you know?
Also, by the way, I mean, period blood isn't like other blood. It's kind of viscous. It's kind of.
It's actually like the percent of actual blood that's in period blood is like it's like 10% or something.
Really?
I just made that up, but
it's mostly like lava.
It's like mostly just other fluids and like a little bit of blood.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
this feels like it needs a Google. But I would like to see someone pour it out. It's like sludge a lot of the times because it's a uterine lining. This is where you get.
No, this comes out of my own pussy every month. I can't stop thinking about the Diva Cup pour. It has nothing to do with the blood itself. Obviously, that comes out of me. The Diva Cup pour triggers me.
What
for
is
some
your
reason.
Main thing that like grosses you out?
I honestly, maybe it's just literally. It's like imagining someone. It's have you like you know the list of things that are like weirdly embarrassing, like but that aren't.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Pulling a suitcase like not on all fours, but like on only two wheels. Like,
oh, dude, that is so. Dude, I can't even look at you when I tour it's with comics and they show up with like that shit. I'm just like, I can't even. This is hard to watch.
Absolutely. That's just how I feel. The poor.
Pulling a suitcase over gravel, you're like,
God, it's so amazing.
There are things that, and this is when I think it's important for women to admit when they're sexist, even if it's because biology is sexist. Mm-hmm. One time I was madly in love with this guy. madly in love. We were in New York. Oh, God. And you know, like around, like, I don't know what area, Tribeca or something, there's like cobblestone sort of, and he like tripped and fell. Like, it wasn't like a full, it was like he kind of caught it, but I just instantly fell out of love with him. It was awful. I just was like, you're not a father. You can't provide for, it was like a, so next time you have a guy that you like are toxic attracted to, just take him like downtown, take him to Ireland or a cobbly place.
No, I had my ex twisted his little ankle.
It was a little before he twisted it. He was your big
on
man.
The curb at the Grove. The Grove paramedics had to come.
Was it one of those things where they go and like bounce up, or you kind of like?
No,
he
was down. That's the problem.
He sat. I feel like this was in front of Build-A-Bear.
It was outside of the Cheesecake Factory, which is so much worse. No. I literally was like, get up now.
The Grove paramedics had to come.
The Grove.
Be a man. They walk out with your one leg. Drag your little limp foot out.
I swear to God, I was like, get up, Brighton. If my femur was broken, I would be up on my feet.
Oh, dude, you would never
have a hair of his foot amputated. Carry it
out
with
him, and that's a me problem.
That's like the equivalent of a man watching you give birth and watching your pussy tear in 12 places. And be like, as soon as a guy starts to go down, you got to get out of
there.
Get out. For them.
Absolutely. Listen, I don't think I could ever have anybody watch me give birth. Are you going to have like a little viewing party or are you going to have
streaming it on my OnlyFans? I don't know. I mean, there's this kind of like a lot of people, women I know, they're like, just do a planned cesarean. I'm like LA people are just so nice. It's either like plan your cesarean or have it in a bathtub. Like there's no in between with people.
We're not doing like just
OG. What the fuck is a cesarean?
C-section.
Oh, okay.
Like I don't know yet. This is all very new. I didn't know that I was pregnant until almost 11 weeks, which is the biggest dumb whore move of my life.
Me, though. Well, you took the pregnancy test. We saw it on your podcast and it had the little book.
Yes, when Matt Rife was on.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was like taking them because I was just like feeling weird. I was like so lethargic and I was like, I guess like, going off birth control. As soon as I went off birth control, I all of a sudden had all this energy and I felt like almost like manic, like this renewed sense of just like, because when you're on birth control,
the world's in color again.
It tells your body you're pregnant, you know? So you start getting hypervigilant. A really important thing is neither of you are on birth control.
Never.
Okay, Interesting because when you're on birth control, you your olfactory gland, like you smell men differently. So they always say that if you're on birth control and you're in a relationship before you get engaged or married, you should go off birth control for a year and see if it's still a match.
Yeah, because you'll be all of a sudden not attracted to your partner anymore. It's like maybe like a pheromone thing. I don't know.
Yes. So it's like when you're pregnant, you're going to be attracted to a different type of man than if you're not pregnant.
Oh,
that's
my.
So
imagine
scary
being
to me.
Pregnant,
that what if,
like, wait, I like bald men. Like just something else. Like
bald men are hot. I'm super into bald.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
There was a study about it.
I haven't tried it. But cradling his little head sounds fun.
I mean, like a basketball, like palming a basketball.
Y'all are monsters. I mean, you're kind of monsters.
Shining it, using it as a mirror. I'm not going to a restaurant. I'm doing my lip liner.
There was a
take a selfie in it.
What was it? It was like a using it as a ring light, honey. There was a study that was like about men being hotter to women when they're bald, more because it's like so against type, like it's just punk rock to do.
Yeah, and it's kind of like cunt.
Now that I think about it,
it's kind of like a woman like buzzing her head.
Have you
it's very
Howie
like
Mandel?
Wow, that's
Who?
Like
What? Hold on.
We just went like so many different directions.
I am so interested in both things you're saying.
Like when a girl buzzes her head, it's like, wow, like that's amazing. Uh-huh. Like, and then they're just like so hot because it's like that's girls crazy, like that you Ruby went Rose against the norm.
Exactly. Mm,
so maybe like same thing with men. It's like, wow, you don't give a fuck what people think. But it's like usually it. Bald is not an option. Usually it's like you go bald when you have to.
It's absolutely. Very like alpha. Yeah. And then, but like Jason Statham, The Rock, there was like big bald
There's
energy.
Some sexy bald people.
I was just saying I'd fuck Howie Mandel.
Okay, see, that's...
But I shouldn't
that,
we should go
that.
Back to
oh
that. Oh my God, Howie, I'm about to go on his podcast again. He's about to get a restraining order.
He's with his germaphobe, baby, he wouldn't go near... No offense. She is not dirty.
No, I swear to God, the first time I met him, he was like... I feel like normally he's like 6 feet from people. He was like 12 feet from me.
He's in a different room.
Abso-fucking-lutely. And I know he's he so hates great. A cough, and I'm just like... I'm
Wait,
such a
so
smoker, so I
like,
cough a lot, like, innately, and I was, like, holding it in, like, tears streaming down my face. I was like, he's going to kick me out. Awful.
The video it put on OnlyFans, guys love when women cry.
Oh, my God. They really do.
That's a big red flag.
No way, though. Wait, you're telling me there is a sector of people on OnlyFans that just would, like, jack off to a video of me crying?
I 100%.
I could do that kind of OnlyFans. I cry, like, at least 3 times a day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, you're sitting on a pot of gold. You are...
Holy fuck.
Need to step it up. I one time was, like, God. Crying about something to a guy, and I saw him secretly taking pictures. Swear to God.
That is...
And I was like, let me see your phone. And he was like, I just want to make sure I never make you feel this way again. So I was going to take these photos to remind myself.
Oh, and you see, I would have believed him. That's like where I would have been
and
like,
that's when
oh.
I stopped dating actors. That's when it was over. I was like, oh, right. Uh-oh. You wear makeup and you win prizes for how good you are at pretending and lying. Mm-hmm. Oops.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Actors do terrify me.
Really? Like, have you dated actors?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, I kind of avoid them at all costs.
I mean, it's like I have actors friends, you know, but they lie for a living. They're great at lying, and people pay them lots of money for how good they are at swindling you. It took me a long time to realize charm is a red flag.
It honestly is.
Ugh, but I love it.
Yeah, but then I love musicians, so it's like, get a fucking grip.
Oh,
you know
God.
I mean?
You might as well do magicians.
I love liars.
Musicians. Are you insane?
We were just talking about fucking a magician.
The other day, this guy was showing me a card trick, and I swear to God, I was wet.
That's weird.
Oh, by the way, I hope you're talking credit cards.
I was like, could you imagine? Could you imagine, like, you're fucking
like,
a guy?
Is this your card? And I was like, want to go upstairs? It wasn't even my card. He wasn't even good at it. I swear to God, this just happened.
Wait, where? Were you at the Magic Castle?
I love the Magic Castle.
I love the Magic Castle. Did you hear about the one that committed suicide, the magician that was found in the closet?
When did this happen?
What? I've never been there.
It's wild.
Maybe I can find a way
in
there.
To, like, know. Wait, you should ask your magician boyfriend.
Well, he's actually my ex-boyfriend's best friend, so I'm going to hell.
Was the magician?
My ex-boyfriend's best friend.
Okay, is this a new magician? Is there a new crop of magicians coming up?
And he's definitely probably like a drug dealer on the side and just does that
shit.
Yeah,
are they
like
a community
out.
Like the same way like comedians are? Like,
yeah, kind of. Mm. Yes, like they're big. Like they actually have all these like almost like not a union, but because you're not allowed to. Sorry, I'm just picturing them all in a room like opening up a book and it catches on fire. Do you know that?
I wonder if they're like competitive about it.
I
like,
know, the way that comedians are always like doing bits with each other, are they always like. And so why is your wife's number in my phone? Like, what? Because you're not allowed to give each other the secrets away, or whatever. So they have all these meetings to like make sure that
like
doesn't
a
happen.
Suddenly like a, like,
I have
secret,
the biggest
like,
dick absolutely ever, and I no longer want a magician. Imagining them all in a room, like someone's taking a rabbit out of a hat and shit. Like that's awful.
But you know who's a stud is? Why do you have a rabbit in your pocket? That's like
literally
a full
why
thing. One time, David Blaine is. He's hot.
Like, chew he's more glass,
so
daddy. Hot,
but he scared me so bad one time. I swear to God, he came. So I'm sorry to cut you off.
Please, someone
he
has
was
to.
At my workplace, and I said to somebody, he was so far away from me. He was probably like 300 feet away from me, and I said, I was like, he's kind of sexy. He came over to me literally like 30 minutes later, and he goes, "I heard what you said. How'd you hear what I said? How the fuck did you hear what I said? I swear."
But
to
he might
God.
Not have, and just said it. And just put you in a spiral.
Maybe he just could tell. He could probably see it in my eyes.
Well, it's like funny you said, you said something. Like, either way, it's going to make you frazzled.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because, like, he really probably uses that to his advantage all the time. Like, I would. Shit. Yeah. Like, everyone already thinks you're, like, this supernatural force. Like, you could really fucking trip
people
out with that.
Dude, that is so genius. To go up to anyone you're in a work and just be like, "I heard what you said." Like, everyone's going to freak out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, honestly, no, it wasn't even that crazy now that I think about it. I've been thinking to myself, like, how did he know?
Oh, no, dude. So I was at an event that he was at. I'm totally fine telling the story. I was at an event that he was at.
So you need a podcast title.
I know, like, I'm fine telling the story. I have umbrella insurance. So I basically am at this, like, this, like, it's like a celebrities hire magicians and whatever, and could afford to have him come.
Illuminati party.
Sleight of hand magic. It's David Blaine. You're like, huh?
Yeah.
And so I did send I tweeted something making fun of him, like, years ago.
Story of my life.
I don't know, whatever. I don't remember what it was. I never thought I'd run into him. I never thought he'd be like reading my tweet. He came up to me and I was like, "Hey, what's up?" Like, and he was like, "I saw that tweet."
Oh shit.
And I was like, "Oh my God, I don't
know."
Like,
I don't
even
said.
Remember what it was, but I was like, "I'm so sorry, that was so rude." And then I had my phone on me and he was like, "Cause I want to see some, like, I want you to eat some bugs. Let's go." Like, I was like, "How did I screw myself?" Like, and then so he was like, "Oh, is that the new iPhone?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he grabbed my iPhone and he was like, "Oops." And he was like, "Is this a new one?" And I was like, "I'm so sorry. Like, I can take the tweet down," whatever I was saying. And then he gave me his phone back and then did some bullshit, whatever. Put, like, a knife through his neck or something. And then I'm on the on the ride home and I get a call, David Blaine.
And it's like he put his shit, like, just, like, by holding it.
He held it, 2 seconds. I know that when you throw someone off and they're scared and they're in their fight or flight mode, everything seems like it's going, like, slower. So yeah. I don't know exactly how long he had.
But, like,
I was
you
so
never
distracted.
Gave him your passcode. It wasn't unlocked. Like, he just, like, did it.
I don't know if he, like, bumped, like, something. Or, like, I feel like there were apps back then where you could just bump your contact really quickly. I don't know what he did. But it called me. And then, I mean, he could have got my number from the I don't know. And then it wasn't even like he was, like, flirting super hard with me. But he sent me these videos of him training a crow to identify cards. Like, crows are, like, really crazy smart. And it was, like, the hottest thing I'd ever seen. I was like, this Harry Potter motherfucker, like, getting crows to pick up cards and, like, and they picked the right card.
God, I'm like, you're what
this
like.
Crow is smarter than your new boyfriend.
Matter of fact, crows are smarter than every man I've ever dated.
They're gangsters.
Absolutely.
I have crows at my house for security.
So did you fuck David Blaine?
I didn't. Maybe. You tell me.
You should have.
What if I just find a video of my photo of us fucking?
Someone needs to. Yeah, maybe you did and you didn't know. Someone has to do it just to know what it's like. Because he's so abnormal just in regular life. I need to know what he's like.
Imagine he just, like, looks at you from across the room and goes, like, his nose starts bleeding. Yeah, you're coming six ways. Like, oh my God.
You just start crying.
Yeah, absolutely.
You actually look like the model that he dated. Do you know Josie Moran? She's got skincare lines now.
She's beautiful.
She's stunning. I mean, she's fucking stunning. And they dated for a long time.
I can't imagine. Who's the other really hot one? Chris Angel?
Oh, my God. And remember when Holly Madison finally left Hugh Hefner? And her, like, next boyfriend was Chris Angel.
Oh, my God. She's such an icon.
Like, and it was such an upgrade. She moved to Vegas and Chris Angel had a residency. And then she got a residency, like, 2 hotels down. And it was, like, Holly's Peep Show.
Wait, what was she doing?
It was, like, Holly's Peep Show. It was, like, a burlesque show or something. But imagine you finally leave imagine being with Hugh Hefner and you're in the Playboy Mansion locked behind those fucking gates with the peacocks and the...
Seems like they all did well, no?
They all did well. I don't know.
Sorry, I'm so toxic. I Googled Josie Moran and then I Googled Josie Moran Young. I just have to admit that I can't live with myself. I mean, not exactly. You know what I mean?
God, thank you. That's literally the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
She does this argan oil primer that I love.
It's so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
She's a good one. But yeah, I feel like I didn't really watch those Playboy. They seemed funny and cute. I don't know.
I watched
the
girls,
but then it came out later. It wasn't that cute or funny.
I have a couple, like, things on my, like, podcast that are the only reason I feel like I keep doing them is my little, like these. I have a bee in my bonnet about Shirley Temple. And Marilyn Monroe you know, that Hugh Hefner bought the plot above her.
So horrible.
In the mausoleum so that he could be buried face down so that he would always be on top of Marilyn Monroe, like, on top of her. And
that
I'm like,
so fucking weird.
Somebody, I think somebody.
Let's get her bones out of there.
That's so fucking weird. It drives me fucking nuts. Does that?
And I'm not even like, I feel like Marilyn Monroe, like people just, there's other women that have had things hard too, you know? Yeah. Like, but it just is
so like even in death, like the woman can't catch a break.
Yeah, yeah, dude. She just like has this fucking dusty ass bones like above her. Like, what a bummer.
Oh my God.
And he bought it like right away so that, he could be buried on top of her.
That's so fucking
what do you
weird.
Do? Who do you call about that?
Like, you don't.
Is it a Yelp thing? I don't know.
Yeah, how do you literally prevent don't. That from happening?
We need someone like so funny, like a funny ass guy to bury himself on top of Hugh Hefner.
Like, like Jeffree Star. Like, yeah.
I was going to say Burt Kreischer, but Jeffree Star.
I don't think he would fit into the locker.
Jeffree Star is so fucking
incredible. Yeah, someone that's just like butt fucking him in death because he had them do his body face down.
Yeah.
Do you want to be buried? Yeah. I don't want to be buried.
What do you want to be?
Cremated. I don't even care what, honestly, as long as you don't put me in a hole.
I really want my friends to smoke me or snort me, like a line of me, or like you put me, so I wouldn't mind being cremated. Some things you just shouldn't, like.
Yeah, but what do you have to test it for fentanyl?
Like, yes.
You have to do the testing strip.
But it would
like, you shouldn't be able to waterboard default. That information out of me. Like, don't tell people that.
Have you ever cremated anyone or had to do it?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I just had to do it. My mom passed, and cremating is not. No one prepares you for it. Shows up in a box.
Oh my God!
Like a FedEx box, and
like
it's
a
just
2 day prime.
It's like when you order counterfeit makeup by accident on Amazon.
Absolutely.
And it's like wonky packaging. You're like, this isn't MAC. Like pink eye. I opened it, and then I was trying to put it in different urns, and there's like it's not just ashes. There's like, I was like, is that a button? Like, I don't, there's
oh my God.
Little parcels of other things in there.
No fucking
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's not,
there.
Is that, I don't, and you don't, it's like crunchy. It's so.
It's like when you make a smoothie, you don't blend the fruit all the way and collect. There's chunks and you're drinking it. It's like.
Did you just compare her mother to a
yes, I did put her in the blender to try to get it smoother. No.
Food processor. I'm so sorry for
Please
your
do
loss.
Not apologize. We didn't know. Is that an organ? Is that, I don't know.
That's crazy. I never knew that.
It doesn't come out as smooth as you would think it would.
Wow.
In the movies, you know?
It's
or
like
maybe
it's
the place
milled.
I did it. It was in Tarzana, so maybe I just should have spent a little more money. Yeah. I don't know. I did it
at
Smoothie
reviews.
King. Is that weird? I had a paid partnership with Jamba Juice.
A seg ad.
Yeah.
I just boomerang.
Can you add a protein boost to my mom, please?
People end up doing that.
It's also like not that much. It's like 8 pounds, but then when you're
I want to be 8 pounds.
Yeah, I knew she would die being thrilled that she was only 8 pounds. But yeah, it's like a weird one.
Like how we started. I was born 8 pounds. I'm like, I was tiny.
I was 5 pounds.
I was so tiny.
But then I was in that little fucking toaster oven forever.
What?
Oh, fuck. Like
what?
I was a premature
like,
or whatever.
Wait, are you scared to give birth?
Terrified.
Yeah,
terrified. I always thought I was would adopt. Like if I had a kid, I mean,
same.
Well, because I was always like having your own kids. Like isn't it like getting a dog from a breeder? Like it's just there's so, like there's kids that need homes. Like I always thought I would adopt. Like although I was very like regimented, I was always like I'm never gonna get married before 35. Like I'll think about it at 35. I'll start even considering that idea.
That's how I feel. I'm like I want to. Way
yeah,
later.
don't sign any contracts with the state of California right now. It's not
you're honestly, you're changing my mind.
I've done a lot of bad deals in my day, and I have never seen a worse one than the marriage deal in California.
Oh my God!
You know, but you can also have a party and get a ring and that kind of stuff without getting the government involved.
Right in there,
at least right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, then you have to get some crazy prenup, and that's always kind of awkward. Mm. Have you done a will?
No, and I really need to.
Because you could also do why? You're gonna why?
No, not that I'm gonna die soon.
Like,
I just
have
always
plans
think about
this weekend
it.
In Vegas.
No, I just need to, and I haven't because it's so morbid. And like, what if my mind changes? You know, like what
you
if
change,
what,
you can
what if
change it,
I have
you
a really
adapt.
Good day, and I'm like, damn, you can have my
I know
Peppa
the week
Pig
before
collection.
The week before your will, I'm gonna be like. Doing all kinds of things, bringing you breakfast.
But I can't totally. Yeah, can you let me know when you
it
do
it? It would be Survivor, Battle of the Fittest. Everyone would be waiting on me hand and butt. Like, it'd be bad.
It's a good thing to put out there just to let everybody know. But I think that you can do that, which is something that sort of like helps, you know, clarify some of it. But it's kind of and I haven't completed it or anything, but it's a kind of like oddly enlightening experience because you get real about like, oh, these are who my real friends are.
Yeah.
Who would I trust with my dog? Like, who would I trust with my this? Like, who? And then I kind of like get corny about it. I'm like, I love the idea of leaving a bunch of money to just like the guy at Trader Joe's who's been so nice to me for
six years.
Aww,
and people kind of do that. I feel like someone, I just saw someone who left all their money to their dog.
Well, that's dumb. That's a dumb idiot. That's a dumb idiot.
You would do that with your cat.
I wouldn't. She deserves it.
All 70.
But it's not going to your cat. And you know it. Like, where is it going, though?
To whoever takes care of the cat. So then that would have to be your favorite friend. I guess then that would be the person at Trader Joe's who was really nice to me.
Yeah, no, the Trader Joe's guy's not getting what my dog would get.
Oh,
but damn. I don't, like, what does that mean when they're like, Elizabeth Taylor left all her money to her shih tzu?
I think it just means that they don't like their kids enough to give it to them. I think it's like kind of like a fuck you to like everyone who doesn't deserve the money.
Sure, yeah. sure. Hmm. Yeah, I don't.
Like being petty and that is.
Yeah, that is an act of violence. That is an act of emotional violence.
Damn, and that's some shit I would absolutely do.
Taylor Swift has
like,
a music
my kid,
video.
If I just hated my fucking kid, like I'm leaving everything to like a Peppa Pig stuffed animal.
I feel like I'm gonna be left with like debt.
Like fuck off, my kid's an asshole.
I don't think kids should get a bunch of money. I mean, I think that's like just setting a kid up. Like,
yeah, are you gonna have a Nepo baby? Because I've seen your house, bitch.
You know what? I don't have any money left.
I was walking around there like, oh, shit. Like, we should probably, like...
Like, the bathroom is in the fifth wing. Okay, Whitney.
By the way, when you came over, I had found out, I was telling her, like, truly 2 hours before. And I was like, really? Yeah, I was like running around. Like, people had brought all these mushrooms over. I had just found out I was pregnant. And I was like, oh, my OnlyFans career is about to start. I just found out I'm pregnant. Like, this is over for me. But I don't know. I don't plan on. I would rather all my money kind of be spent by the time I die. My goal would be by the time I'm like 60, 70, 80, that I spend all my money and die with like $10.
Yeah, honestly, I feel the same way.
I
entirely.
Feel like
unless there's people I really want to leave it to. But I mean, while you're alive, like with your kid, like are you going to raise, like, you know, 16th birthday, are they getting a Maserati or a hoopty?
No. They're getting a new pair of shoes to walk their ass to whatever school they pay for themselves. I'm a Southern bitch when it comes to, like, I'll pinch a kid, dude. I'll pinch someone else's kid.
Absolutely.
If your kid is acting up in the grocery store, like, I feel like there's an epidemic of people who need to get knocked out more.
I've always said you could just completely tell the difference in someone who's never been punched in the face or told to shut the fuck up and people who have.
Correct. Like, so it's I think Mike Tyson said it. Mike Tyson was like, the biggest problem with today is people can talk shit without getting punched in the face.
Absolutely.
You know, and I would
be the one to say it.
Bring can I tell bullying. You back to my favorite word. My mom, I grew up alcoholic home, addiction, all kinds of stuff. A lot of like neglect. I was alone a lot. And my parents.
Too.
Yeah, of course. Same. I know. I'm like, at this
she's
point,
like, no, you do.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying, you guys, where are you from?
Arizona.
Oh, where?
Phoenix.
Okay, nice. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm there. Yeah. Okay, I love it there. I remember my mom, she was always running around. Divorce crushed her. Like, there's nothing worse than watching your mom, like, cry. Like, she was very emotional, a lot of things. And she was, like, dating new guys. And, I mean, dating, it's so weird when you see your parents through as being an adult.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, as a kid, you're like, get your shit together. And you're like, oh, you were kind of just, like, a hot mess. That's so weird to think because you were, like, responsible for my survival. Like, it's mind-blowing. And so she started dating new guys. And I was, like, my sister and I were running around on the street being nightmares. What else would we do given the circumstances? And I like stole some money from her purse. Mm-hmm. And she was like, did you steal money from her purse or whatever? And I was like, well, you're gonna make it back because you're a fucking hooker. You know, I was like 11 when I said this to her face. And she smacked me so hard, I hit a wall and like went down. And I remember as I was like going down, I literally thought to myself, I was like, thank God. Like, thank God she finally stood up to. Thank God she finally parented me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, kids want structure. They want like
smacked you right into a comedy
kids group. Totally exactly. Like, and I'm good open mics. But also, I see these parents that want to be friends with their kids. And I'm like, this isn't your friend. Like,
yeah,
this
needs to be some authority.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And the gentle parenting of it all. Like, I'm weirdly on gentle parenting TikTok. I think it's because I just can't stop watching the whole video in, like, awe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, their kids, like, throwing a toy across the plane and, like, well, how do you feel today, Echo?
But don't fucking do that.
What?
Yeah, but why does your kid have toys on the plane? Why does your kid have so much shit? I don't, like, why does your kid much shit from China in here? You know, it's like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a great book called Hunt, Gather, Parent, which actually reading it regardless kind of like helps even if you're not having a kid. Like, they're just going to do what you do. Your kid is just a reflection of you. So it's like, if you're throwing shit around the house when you get mad and if like you don't have self-control, where else are they going to get it?
Yeah.
Except from just watching what you do. And also like letting them, a big thing is like not telling them to do chores, like at a very early age, just because they want to do what you do. You know, when you see kids wanting to do things their parents do.
And the little kids are like trying to sweep the floor.
Yeah, exactly. And they're and parents are like, no, you go play. I'll do this. That teaches them like, oh, that's not my job. It's my job to play.
Yeah.
And it's like, even if it makes a bigger mess, you're supposed to just like let them do whatever you're doing. Like let them help so that it just becomes second nature.
You're such a good mom.
I'm so excited.
That's
for you.
So wild.
You are though.
You're gonna have like, I feel like you're gonna have 100 kids.
Oh my, I want it. Yeah. Honestly, I'm so, because then they can all watch each other fuck.
Also, I feel like
not
you
watch each other fuck. Watch each other, comma.
Okay.
Fuck.
That is a, I feel like
just had to clarify that.
Incest is big on, Pornhub these days. It's weird.
It's the biggest thing.
Porn will like restore.
We had an incest scandal.
It will restore hope in my heart one day, and then it will shatter me the next day. So like one day you're like, MILF porn is number one, and you're like, men want to watch women with stretch marks and you know, hemorrhoids and a vagina and anus being the same hole with dark nipples. Have sat MILF porn, like it's so, that's encouraging. Yeah. It's big. And then the next day it'll just be like teenage incest. And you're like, oh God, we're back. Oh God, we're back. Like baby doll fucking. Like, oh no.
So awful. It is so.
Did you guys have fun
awful.
at my house? Did you get like, because I feel like there were people there that maybe,
No, oh, no, continue.
I had the best time ever. That's she was sober say. At the time. So I drank for both of us.
I had the time of my fucking, your house is like Disneyland. Guys, I just want to let you know, we show up to her house, we walk in, I think
petting
it's you
zoo in the backyard.
Sitting there. I walk in, I'm like, oh my God, Whitney, it's just a life-size doll of her sitting there to greet you. 2 feet later, people are throwing axes, axe throwing, people are riding a bull, there's a petting zoo, bitch.
There's what ponies.
Why do you have a petting zoo? Like that, it just absolutely, the most incredible, beautiful house. Aww. And I had so much fun.
Can we make sure they know what the life-size doll of me is so I don't just seem like a malignant narcissist?
I don't know, but she's got a lazy eye.
Dude, she's got her pussy's lazy too.
But her tits are huge.
Yeah, this is a sex robot that I got made for
what?
My fourth special.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, so it's a functioning sex robot. And it
oh my God.
Moves, it
has
talks.
Has anyone fucked it?
No one's fucked it, but Chelsea Lynn was the first to finger it. And I think Adriana Chechik was at my house the other day, and I think she like touched it a little bit. But no one's actually had sex with it yet.
You need to let your man have sex with it and then hit the reviews.
It's very cumbersome. I mean, it's hard to move around. Like, that's the main thing about like the sex robots right now.
That's literally me in life.
I'm way harder to move around as a pride bottom.
My performance in bed, literally.
Is that, I feel, why do I feel like that's not true?
No, it's true.
Really?
I say it to be funny, but it's also like, that's my, I like it down there.
The guy that I'm into, that the baby,
the guy that I'm into,
this guy,
baby, you're pregnant.
That was bad.
But that's gonna be me. Literally, everyone makes fun of me that I'm gonna be like at the altar, like, I mean, I guess forever. Like, I think I do.
But I think that's more normal than being like, this is the only one. This is my soulmate. Like, that's toxic and weird. This is like,
for sure.
Yeah, like for today, I'm so into you. Like, let's take this one day at a time. Like, let's. See, you know,
I love you so much. I wanted to squeeze your little fucking hand.
I
right
love
now.
You. Oh I just God. Am like, I'm not, I don't know, dude. Every day I reserve the right to change my mind. I don't know what to tell you.
Pop the fuck off,
and
queen.
That's like we'll so see. Settling, I feel like, because then it's like you feel like you could get out anytime. So absolutely. It's like, not that you would need to, but it's
but
like,
that's why you can stay in it because you feel like you can breathe.
Yeah, and you don't feel suffocated.
It's
yeah.
taken me so long to take pressure off of things. It's my nature to put pressure on things.
Same.
I need to be the best at this. I need this to be perfect. I need this relationship to be perfect. Like, No, would you want someone putting that pressure on you? Why, you haven't called me. I've been staring at the phone. You haven't texted me back in 20 minutes. Like, we do that to other people. We wouldn't want that done to us. So for me, if I'm going to go, this is my man forever, he's going to annoy the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
But if I just go, this is my man for now, for super today. Into him, I'm like, love this guy.
Yeah.
You know? I so love it's that. Like, I feel like that one day at a time, at least for me, approach is why it could last for mm-hmm. a long yeah. time. But I'm like, I don't know you, man. Like, you're with someone for 2 years. You're like, I don't know you.
So
you know,
true.
I know the person you pretended to be for the first 6 months. And
so
then,
valid.
And then we all, I hope you keep growing and changing. So I don't know who you're going to be in 6 months. I don't know who I'm going to be in 6 months.
That's so valid.
That's the problem with people who get like married and stuff young. It's like, if I married somebody 2 years ago, I don't like the version of myself that I was 2 years ago. I'm like disturbed by.
Cause so
I'm
like, yeah. Cause then, and then we're like, that guy was such an asshole. It's like, but who was I at the time too?
Oh my God.
I was kind of this suffocating. Impossible
I was the fridge
please.
Attracting like asshole magnets. Like I was being awful.
Yeah. So it's like, we were just yeah. two assholes in the wind. Like who yeah. cares? It was a whoop. We did a whoopsie.
Two assholes in the wind.
I call it like a whoopsie. Like we just did a whoopsie. You know,
I've done some major whoopsies.
It's just, what's wrong with that?
So many things.
I love a good whoopsie though.
But you're really making me feel better. I feel like I'm going to call you like,
please. And then when someone comes along who's like great, you'll actually have someone to compare them to, you know.
Yeah. And like, they'll be fine with me being just stationary in the bed.
Absolutely.
I'm obsessed with you, but
I'm transitioning into my stationary in bed era.
It's just like, why?
I did it the other night for like the first time ever. Normally I'm like a Cirque du Soleil act, and
to
I have
clear,
so much fun doing
I
it.
I will put some work in if like he deserves it.
Yeah, no, but I had
but
so
much fun.
But they
never do.
I gotta tell you, there's something, I find it very hot when something is like very traditional. I know that is like, whatever, a bad feminist, come at me, fine. But I'm so alpha in my work life that in my relationships, I like to be very beta. I like it to be like big Mad Men energy.
Yeah.
And this dude, like a couple, and I think part of the reason I got pregnant is one of the first guys I really was able to have like wild orgasms with, because that's what actually helps you get pregnant. You
swear
know?
To God.
No,
so
I'm like, I'm good infertile. To go. We don't need birth control.
And you can't get up and, if you get up and leave right away after sex, like it's gonna, you know, like I would like have to lie there and like, you know, and he would just like wouldn't stop. Like his kink is making you have an orgasm. You know
I love
what I mean?
That. Where best type of men.
Which is like, dude, which is North Carolina. I don't know what to tell you. It's a backwood hillbilly. Like
I love North Carolina though.
Also, I love hillbillies.
And by the way, also, I think people have this like, I don't know, bullshit judgment about like gamers. Like gamers, like he's a gamer, he's a nerd, he's like a school shooter. He did shoot up the club, but like he's a gamer.
I just said that to someone the other day. I said shoot up my club.
Yeah. That's by the way, when you're friends with comedians, literally when I announced it, I was pregnant, 90% of like, who shot up the club? I'm like, Jesus, guys, you're 60. like, what are we doing? But there is also this, like he was like, he is very into like gaming. And so there's this like, you're training to have valor. It's like these Star Wars nerds and these Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings guys. What are the other ones? Vikings.
Why'd you ask him?
I don't know. I just like, because they look utterly vacant expressions. Like, I lost them, like, at video game. Like, what are the ones? Were they in Ireland?
Black Ops 3, Call of Duty, Super Mario World, We Fit, I don't fucking know, Nintendo.
But like Tekken and shit, what are, help.
That's not my thing, I'm so
shit.
I don't believe you.
There's another one, I don't know, but it's all about like valor and like getting the girl and protecting the princess and the castle. And he like, it's kind of training you for that, you know?
Your little fingers are going wild.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's carpal tunnel. and I remember like when we first hooked up, like I was kind of like, oh, let me pull out all the stops, you know? Yeah. This is the beginning. This is where I'm going to, you know? Yeah. And I remember like trying to get on top of him and he just like rolled me back. Oh, like it just was like a full roll. And I was like,
Barrel rolling.
I was like, what the fuck was that? And then every time
it flashed and all, you know,
like, and it wasn't even like, it was just so fast. I was like, okay. And then I was like, I'll try again in a minute, you know? And then I like tried to get back and he just took my shoulders and like put me back down. And I just was like, what is he doing? Like, this is how I, you know.
See, they're out there.
And he was just like, and then I was like, okay, well, maybe, I don't know. But maybe the lighting is weird. Maybe that's bad. Anyway. And then I went down. This is so embarrassing.
I am so excited.
I was like, okay, then, and he was just doing such a great job. I was just so proud of him and proud of myself for allowing this to happen. We're like on the edge of the bed and I was like, oh, let me I'll go down on him. Like, yeah. Let me just, you know. Such
I love, now, is it the baby now that you're trying to censor yourself? Like, what's...
No, you know what? I heard that YouTube gets, like, shit gets taken down if you...
No, I don't give a fuck. You're Whitney Cummings. That'll make me make a dollar. Episode.
I don't know what to tell you, you know. And so then I go down, and he literally comes down with me. He was like, oh, no. Like, it was almost like, oh, honey, like, don't, like, I don't, like, don't do, like... Have some self-respect.
This basically. Actually just happened to me, I swear to God. Like, this guy was like, no, it's all about you, I don't care. And I was like, but I'm so fucking good at sucking dick, I just want to show you. I'm so talented, please.
But he probably doesn't want to come fast either, because, like, you'll probably, you know, and then I was like, what is happening? Like, he's like, I just want to fuck you. Like, yeah. Stop being the top. Stop being the man. Yeah. You know? And then one time I was able to go, like, okay, like, let me suck his dick today. This is so bad. I literally, you know, you go, like, you just go to gag on it to get some spit.
Absolutely.
And he just went, I'm actually not into women hurting themselves.
And that would be a hard battle for me. Because I want to hurt myself.
Because he was just like, I just am not into hurting women. That's just not my... thing.
What a sweet that is boy. So I'm like that
what
is so
guy.
He yes, was like sweet. Horrified because I was just like tears and he was just like
like that's okay.
He really looked like he just witnessed a horrible crime. Like he just was like he's like I'm just not into that. I don't want to tell you.
Wow, that is no so way. That I gives know me so much hope. In humanity.
I would have to stop fucking and sit down and like have a 6-hour conversation.
It's
like dead ass.
And it made me so insecure because I was like, well, these are all the moves that I do that make me desirable.
Yeah, you probably had to rethink everything.
Yeah. And then I felt like I was like, oh, now I have to like focus and be present and come because that's what he's into. And I never put that first for myself, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just like, it's mind blowing.
Yeah.
Wait, how cool that your last name is literally Cummings.
It's and awesome. And it's now been she's great.
It's like, you know, when people have just like great. Convenient last names like Alicia Keys. Like
oh, yeah,
that's
I know.
So good and quick for you.
JP Sachs. Like, wow.
But it's also, amazing. You know, that your last name apparently is what your ancestors used to do for a living. So it was like Taylor. They were Taylors. Like Tanner. Yeah. Tanner. Like, what the fuck were my ancestors doing?
Oh, my God. So cool.
Yeah.
It's from page of Pornhub.
Yeah, because
so
also,
much incest.
Naming a kid, you have to like get into all of like what it means. There's so few names that go with Cummings.
Oh my God, that have you started crazy. Thinking about names?
I've been trying, but it's kind of hard.
Do you know gender?
I feel like you're going to be funny with your name.
This is LA. The baby will tell me what gender it is.
Well, yeah, that's so true. Are there genders? I don't know.
I do know the gender, but I don't. Should I say it?
No, you don't. Well, you don't have to. Do
yes,
that.
You should yeah, say it. It's a boy.
I knew it. I was in the shower today and I go, Whitney's a boy mom. I can tell
you. You are such a boy
totally.
Mom.
Oh my God.
You are such a boy mom.
Oh my God.
You are crazy for allowing us that, like, have this.
I know. It was weird. Like, it's fine. It's okay.
Oh my, you are sure? A
yes,
boy
yes,
mom.
Yes, yes,
later.
No. Like, I'm
seriously.
No, I honestly, like,
I passed her like a check under the table.
I'm so excited. I knew it. I just knew it.
I hate myself for when I found out about it because she texted me because I missed her call. And we were both sitting waiting and we were waiting and it said boy. And I was like, yeah! And like we have it on video of me being so excited. And I was like, okay, I need to look into that. What was that? I think I just like, I was so worried if it was a girl that I was like going to project my shit onto her. I don't know. And like,
yeah.
No, you would have been good with a girl too. But I just, for some reason, I see you with a boy.
I do think there's something about, and this is not science at all, but I see that like
also a podcast name.
Yeah, not science, like hear me out, that a lot of guys I know that have been really that are like womanizers, not that there's anything wrong with that, you know, if it's consensual and it's like whatever, like sleep with as many girls as you want to, like I don't think that's gonna make your life better. I think like I see these guys are like addicted to porn and just like putting up numbers for sport, and they're miserable and they're anxious because I think that like after all the sexual harassment stuff, there's always like, okay, I slept with this, like what are the chances one of these girls isn't gonna like, you know, need a retirement plan, or like the paranoia that sets in, and just like the it didn't work. Like, I see these guys in their 40s that, like, put up all these numbers, and they're just, like, lonely and unsatisfied
absolutely.
And, like, desensitized, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, where am I going with this?
We love you, Mike, and your burgers.
I love Mike's. I love that guy. I love
him. He's the best.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't dated him, so I don't know, but...
Me either.
I...
Like, that's the be-all end-all, Tana. You've literally dated people who look like coloring books. Like, continue. Sorry.
What does a coloring book look like?
Like the school desk, like the face tattoos.
Little
you know.
Doodles all over his face.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I love
face What's wrong tattoos. With his face tattoo? It's someone that you're not afraid of commitment.
Sometimes, I guess that's
someone with
true.
A face tattoo doesn't commit to you. That's
good
bad.
God. That's so, next time anyone shits on me for gravitating towards face tattoos, that is all I'll ever say.
What to tell you.
He's not afraid of commitment.
Yeah. What's like a, I mean, that is like no red flags there.
I feel like there's got to be an easier way.
I mean, he's probably got tetanus, but like, you know, all comes clean in the wash.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I don't even remember what I was talking about.
We were talking about why you were happy it was a boy.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I think that a lot of my guy friends that like put up all these numbers, they're getting girls.
Mm-hmm.
Only like three girls in
and
a
then
row.
They
like,
have
this
to protect
is karma.
The girls.
This is yeah. so karmic
yeah.
that you now have to have a daughter.
Yeah.
And then I see like women that kind of have a little more, I'm kind of more of like, I have some masculine energy, tend to have boys.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting.
It is true. I just think you are going to be such a good fucking boy mom.
Dude, the
for
craziest
sure.
part about it, maybe, I don't know, is that right when I started dating a girl too.
Yeah, wait.
And then I just when I was like, I think I'm gay. And then I was like, shit, I'm pregnant. Not
well,
gay, but
you
just
know
like,
what? You are me, though. That would happen to me. That would just so happen
Having
to me.
Having to tell the girl you're dating you're pregnant is a rough phone call.
Crazy.
Oh, so what happened? Tricky. It's, you know.
Like, were you in... So many questions.
I don't, dude, trust me, I don't have any answers.
Me. So the guy that... Your baby daddy. You guys were not exclusive.
He loves Star Wars. We call him Lord Vader.
Yes.
Lord Vader. And were you guys...
We were... My mom had just died. A lot was going on. I didn't know him that well. So I was like, this whole thing of, we just met, we're together. Like, I was like, I can't do that anymore. Like,
yeah.
I can't overdose on people anymore. I know how that ends.
Yeah.
Like, let's just pace this out. Even if you are the guy.
So you're kind of dating other people.
This whole thing where you're like exclusive right away. My thing is that if you meet someone that you are obsessed with, you're like, keep dating other people.
Yeah.
Just keep doing it. Even if it's just like for practice. Even if it's...
We were just saying that. I'm like, keep it open. You never know.
Don't hurt anybody. Don't sleep with anyone. Yeah. Just for no reason or whatever, but like if just keep texting other people, just like take the pressure off, you
Absolutely.
Know, have something to compare it to, like don't put all your eggs in one. So I was just kind of like, I really like you, I also have a crush on this other person, like I'm not ready to make a decision yet.
Yeah.
And I it was premature.
Yeah.
I'm big
so
on
now
like,
what
I don't know yet.
Are
so,
you still gonna date the girl?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so.
You know, I'd be the type of girl to date a pregnant woman. Honestly, what are you doing later?
By the way. The dating women, it's a lot of voice memos.
It's so many voice
it's
memos.
It's a lot of 8-minute voice memos.
People always say, like, there's. So
and if you if it stops, you have to go all the way back to the beginning. Until they fix that, I
Wait,
can't
no,
date
they,
women.
Wait, no, they did. They just
really?
Fixed it. Yeah.
Can you
like
unsend
tap
a text
in the
yet? Until you can unsend a
yes.
text, I can't date women.
Yeah.
You can?
Really?
Mm-hmm, but it says. Someone unsent the text.
Yeah. I need all these updates.
That's even worse than
phone.
The text.
Yeah, that's it is, but
I have such a fear of change. I like
gone.
Won't update my phone. Like I have none of these updates.
I have the updates.
Like I need
I
them.
Love it. You're still just saying ducking out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like why? Like get the update, you just, freak bitch.
It's,
like, I can't.
Every time there is an update, things do go a little sideways though.
And that's kind of like in my life, honestly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Totally understandable.
I feel like your life is going well. I'm no, that was a great that was a graph that was, it was going up and just, it has little sideways.
It was the guy on the gravel with this,
ultimately going up.
Absolutely. I think it is, honestly. Someone was asking me this like the other day. They were like, you know, like, is it, do you feel like everything is a success for you now? And I was like, I don't want it that way. Like, I think you need failures to humble you and teach you things and little divots in the graph to like become a better person. If you're just like this, you're gonna be an awful,
when
raging
Kevin Hart, when that Oscars things happened, we were like, oh, I love this guy, thank God. You know what I mean? It's just like win, and then he turned that, you know, speed bump into a win, of course.
Yeah.
But it's like, I just think that people respond more to people's humanity.
Absolutely.
You know, and for lack of a better word, they're not imperfections, but most people are just like, why am I watching a perfect person be perfect all the time?
100%.
It's just like boring, you know? Like,
my favorite people are the people that like fuck up. It took me a while to learn that, like during the first couple scandals and little divots.
But why would
like,
it be a fuck up if you didn't, you only knew not to do it because you did it? How do you learn from mistakes if you don't make mistakes?
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what drove me insane about that girl that was the editor of Vogue, or Teen Vogue, and then she got fired because she sent some tweets when she was like 16. Mm-hmm. We all would be. And then the women that worked under her, like, you know, colluded to fire her. And it's like, who better to run Teen Vogue than someone that made that mistake?
Yeah,
so then they can give people advice. You know, it just like drives me nuts when someone's just like out because they made a mistake. But like, you're
absolutely,
just like, I think it's what makes you more and more endearing. Mm-hmm. What's your main kryptonite with a guy? Like, what's your main, like, I can't get V-necks? Oh, I think we have
I don't know. I don't know what
he
it
just
means.
Keeps pointing to a screen, sort
you
of.
See, you have like 10 minutes left.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I like that you have like a hard out.
We never usually do. Honestly, do you know that we've never ever shot this podcast in a studio? Like, we either shot in our own studio, or we shoot from my house. But I'm moving right now, and I could not.
She was like, Whitney cannot see the house in this state.
Like, we just moved in. I swear to God, there's like fucking cardboard cutouts hanging from the ceiling, and like fucking shit all over the floor.
I had Paris Hilton in my house during the pandemic when it was under construction. It was a nightmare. I regret it every day of my life.
That's what I'm saying. I would regret it every day for the rest of my life. If you walked in and the first thing you saw was like my box full of Peppa Pig shit.
What do you
mean? And I have to stop referencing her.
What
seriously.
Is it? What is that?
You can. I'll give you stuff for your kid. I'll teach
but
you.
But I like. Wait, no, it's a boy.
Well, actually,
boys can like Peppa.
Look,
get progressive.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm shocked you don't have pigs. I have pigs. Like, I'm shocked you don't have pigs.
I would love a pig, but they get really big, right?
Yeah, they get huge.
They get, and that's, remember in LA when everyone was like, I have a teacup pig?
Yeah.
And then like a year later, everyone was getting rid of their big pigs.
Yes.
Shout out Logan Paul.
That's when I first met Logan Paul, actually, because I was rescuing pigs from that thing, and I got a bunch of them, and it fucks up their legs, and they get all sick, and whatever. But yeah, it's like a whole, there's no such thing as a 3-pound pig
at all. But I think everyone, it was like a trend, and then everyone had these big pigs and had to figure it out. I still know a couple people who kept the pigs and have their, like, Ricky Dillon still has his big pig.
They're awesome. They're
Ariana
so
Grande
emotional.
Ariana Grande has a pig.
Are
who?
They
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Do you know it's him?
No.
I thought you did.
What a weird,
I thought I did too. I started it and then I forgot.
It's like Pig Davidson.
Can I tell real quick, I don't know. Remember when he was dating like all these hot, like famous women, and everyone was like, "He's got a big dick. He's got such a bad dick." Like,
have you seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
I thought that's where you were going. I was really excited.
I'm not trying to do like. Imagine if it was the other. What? Imagine if people were like, Tana's got a tiny pussy, and all these like
so
famous
crazy.
Men were just. That would be so
that
weird.
That is so
it
crazy.
It is so fucking weird. The way that it's normalized to say who's like hung like a horse and who's not.
Yeah,
but then we also like do it. So
I know.
Should we stop?
That's not always
no,
better.
No, I should stop that.
No, it is.
Like, oh, great. I'm
going
to go get a UTI from
like
this
it,
fucking
yeah.
guy. Yeah. But I just think it's weird when women do predatory shit like that. And we're like, yes, girl, go.
I think I did it on this fucking podcast. I need to stop.
You didn't do that. You didn't do that at all. This was like many women that were like, he has a big dick. And then it was just like, they were all just like fucking him. It was like, his dad died in 9/11, guys. Give him a. This is a lot.
God love him.
You
seriously.
Know?
Yeah. Honestly, that does need to stop. That is true.
Or not. I don't know. I just thought it was wild. I just thought it was wild. We're like, John Hamm has a big dick, and we're just like showing pictures of it. It's like, it's not tits. It's not like, this is, if someone's like, look how tiny Emma Stone's pussy is. Look at her bathing suit.
Yeah.
Like, what
that
are you doing?
Crazy when you put it that way.
I know. Oh my God. Let's make a pact right now.
No
more dick talk.
There's nothing.
No. Not because you're condemning us. I'm in agreement with you.
But you just get like,
that was like a humbling.
I just think this is why men kill us. Like, we need a big dick. Like, dang, give me that dick. Men are trash.
You know that Ted Bundy
did this interview right before he died. I saw it on my TikTok the other day, where he was accrediting like so much of his objectification to women and killing them to his addiction to porn, and was saying that all of the like serial killers like in his like where he was at, like in so many people he like apparently knew, apparently they have like somewhere they meet, I don't know.
Like the magicians.
Like we're accrediting it to like their obsession with porn.
But back then it was like magazines.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just made that shit up and it was his last scapegoat.
Is that why he fucked them when they died? Because he wanted them to be still like they were in the magazine?
Yeah, like I don't know. Oh my God.
He's like, I just want like,
I'm your girl.
There was, who was it? There's a comic name. Ted Bundy would fuck you awake and wouldn't know the difference.
And you would be like, he's so sweet with his little knife collection.
It's like he didn't mean to fucking slit my throat.
But I think
those are your last words.
I think that's a good thing. I don't know. There's also this thing where, like, I mean, a lot of women were like obsessed with. It is weird that he gets a new documentary every year. Like he's still.
Yeah, like yeah. We haven't run out of Ted Bundy facts.
Yeah. Absolutely. But Pete Davidson is going to be playing him
it's
next.
It's also because he was like handsome. He was handsome, but what he would do is he would like charm you. Like he would charm you. He would put on a fake cast and be like, oh, can you help me to my car? There's a great book called The Gift of Fear, which you guys have to read if you
haven't. Oh my God, I will. Right now.
It's all about
Whitney
like.
Cummings tells me to read a book.
I need to read it because I have blind trust in everybody. I would like fully like go
Getting the Love You Want. Read that. Horrible name. Great book.
I'm so paranoid though that I really wouldn't. Like I'd be like, fuck you and your cast.
Yeah, she's really good I'm about so that. She won't get in an Uber by herself.
That's
she's
fine.
Very
But
like,
you probably
safe.
Had some bad.
It's terrible experiences. It's made me just so paranoid towards the whole fucking world. But well, I think all men are murderers like until I get
are,
to know
they
you.
They are until yeah. proven innocent.
Literally 100%. I saw this TikTok that was like men should all have to
start
in jail
and earn their way out.
Like that's I couldn't agree more. Like oh my God,
I feel
it's
like
bad.
You earned that honestly though. Do you have dogs or just Pippas? You don't have any dogs?
I don't have any dogs because
why
I can't.
Do the hottest women I know not have dogs at their house for security?
Because I'm just never, ever home. I'll pick a security guard at the house
That's
over a dog
fine.
For
they
now.
They sleep 20 hours a day. You can have someone like...
I just want to be. I want to be a good dog parent, and I love my team so much. Like I might as well be Paige's dog already.
Okay,
like she doesn't need to have me being like, oh my god, like Smoochie just shit out everywhere. Can you help me figure it out, Paige?
And you'll
please
train it. You're not.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What? You're not.
One day.
Some people shouldn't be parents.
I think it'll be my good prep for a kid, like one day. And when I have the time, when I'm home, like
yeah,
we're about to go on tour, all that type of shit.
Oh yeah, because y'all are touring.
I wanted to talk to you so much about. Can we extend here like an Airbnb?
You can.
Oh,
yeah.
Like an Airbnb.
Which one of you is the money person?
See, and imagine I had a dog pages.
The money person. Oh,
like we have to rent this place out.
I have such bad misophonia. I know. I'm like my ADD is so.
Oh, I'm in a misophonia support group on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have misophonia.
Yeah, well, I have like certain random triggers. Like some things don't bother me, but like
it's wild that your own nails don't bother you.
I know. Well, that's why I did that.
Yeah,
but like
my nails
do,
bother.
Like we went to a comedy show recently, and I swear to God, this girl was like the whole time.
But it wasn't that bad. It was the misophonia acting up.
It was no,
a little one it text under.
Well, what comedy show were you texting during?
All of them.
Go to a funnier.
No,
show.
Yeah. What? Who was on stage where I was really? Pauly Shore was on stage, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna text my fucking manager back right now. Like, come on. Like, he
was. He was funny.
He was not.
Okay, don't be
he's
mean.
An icon. He's an icon.
He's an icon.
But if you didn't know him from him being super famous, like, I can,
yeah.
You know.
No, no, no. He's totally an
she
icon.
She doesn't
I've
know
seen...
if he was funny or not because she was texting the whole time.
Oh, wow.
No, there was just a couple. There was just a couple jokes, and I was like, oh.
Where are you at the Comedy Store?
Where were we?
We
were
you text me and to ask me what were you seeing a friend?
Oh, we were at the store. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh,
we
nice.
Ended up seeing Andrew Santino. Is that his name? He's
yeah,
on.
He's my buddy.
Yeah, he was on Dave, and I didn't know he did stand up until that night, and he was so fucking funny.
Yeah, he's great.
He was
he's
incredible. Great. Do you know that? Should we just break this story now?
The heckler.
It's bad. Yeah, like we went with this guy, and I've always thought this guy was like a very, very perfect, well-rounded guy for a musician. But he's
just like a hottie, just like you know.
He's a great guy overall, and I'd always said this about him. I was like, there's something about him that's never given
calm,
me an ick.
Cool, collected.
That's never given me anything. Given me whatever.
Ick. Something
never,
about him where you've never leaned
never
out.
Been. I'd never seen him fall on cobblestone, and it bothered me. He could have probably fallen on cobblestone, and I would have been like, that's endearing.
But you're dating? You
know? No.
Oh, okay.
But just this is my headspace. Okay, and we sit down at the comedy show.
Oh no.
And I find out that this man that I've known for a while, that I have always thought, you know, great guy, whatever, I find out he's a motherfucking heckler.
We were sick.
And bad.
And may I say, a lot of times entertainers, when they go see entertainers, they can't handle it.
And I...
Like and whenever,
like, he needed like whenever I famous turn his way or something.
When famous musicians come and see stand up, a lot of times they have to like be like, "We can't hear your mic," and you're like, "We got this, sir. Like, we got it." Incubus guy,
dude,
like it's always like,
yeah,
it was just the craziest
he couldn't
thing.
Handle
and like
not
I
being...
knew it was, Tana was like grabbing my leg under the table, and we were like, "Oh, this is
and you
this
know
is
it's
it.
Bad
this
when
is the thing."
I think it's bad. Like, that's... and I needed it. I needed this man to be like humbled in my head. I needed him to be humanized.
Off the pedestal,
you know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That
but I was
actually
just like,
couldn't be worse.
I'm not kidding.
Couldn't no, there's. No, I can't imagine something that
you
would
know
be less
you
attractive
are entering
than
a space where the contract is someone speaks and you're silent. Like that's you knew. This, you walked in here, you've had plenty of time to emotionally prepare for this. Like, if you don't want to laugh, totally fine.
And but, just where's the like awareness in the regard? Like, you're a musician. Like, if you were having an emotional moment at your show, would you want someone to be like, "Fuck yeah, I love your pants, dude"? Like, no,
it like, was like that. It was like, that bad. It was literally like,
oh, positive heckling?
No, it was positive.
It was positive heckling,
but still, like, just shut up.
But like, on such a delay, too. Like, let's say someone made a joke and it ended with like car.
He was
like, 6 minutes later, he'd be like, "Ha ha, car." Dude, and I would be just be sitting. Oh my god, I wanted to crawl into my own skin and die. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life.
That's a true nightmare. True nightmare. It's like someone that has to participate and like be a part of the show. But also, there
it makes
is.
Me want to cry.
It, by the way, that is that would be. I've never been in that situation because I would normally be on stage. But if I was with you guys, I'd be like, "You've got to go." Like,
no, I have a major thing about that. Like, I don't like people even talking in movies and stuff. I ended up being the one who got kicked out that night, though. I'm gonna be honest.
Huh? How fun is that? She's mad at me for my little thumbs on
Whitney,
the screen.
I'm Brooke such a boner. Like, at any show, I'm always like, literally,
y'all
shut
are
up.
Like, you're the crew that's like the problem.
No, we were. No. Well, I like. Anything we go
Brooke's
to, I'm always like,
please
be quiet. Like, I follow every rule. I'm very like,
I'm
just
I'm
like
talking
that.
Like no parking sign, and you parked there for 2 minutes, and she's like bawling, you know.
But we
like,
had gone to see what's his name, Andrew.
Yeah.
And I like, as he was walking off stage, I just like took a little picture of him. They kicked me out so fast. I was literally like,
just like, I'm famous.
No, well, but I like I've seen so
well,
many.
She
people,
went out there and
so many
the
comedians
store?
Like repost like people yeah, posting yeah. them. I'm like, I didn't think it was like that. Strict of a rule, they kicked me out.
This was at the Comedy Store?
Yeah, I had to talk my way back in. I was like, please.
She's like, he invited us.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, yeah. It's like, I mean, Andrew would have kicked you out if you didn't post about him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
but it was
like literally
was
comics were on stage. Like, we're like, you're going to post this,
it's
right?
not like I was like filming a bit or something. I literally just like snapped a pic. I just, honestly, I just wanted to a guy to know that I was there and like think, who's she there with? Like,
maybe that's why the guy kicked you out. He's like, you need to
he
pull
knew,
it together.
He knew what I was like, doing. I can tell.
You
can tell I had the wrong intentions.
Looking hot with Andrew in the background. Like, we know what this is, bitch. Like, take it down.
You're so right.
You're embarrassing yourself. Has
it
ever worked?
No.
And if it
actually,
did,
that's not true. I feel like men are like so simple. I know exactly what to post if I want each individual one to respond.
But then, once you get it, have you lost respect for them in any capacity or? Yeah. Once they do, are you like, well, now I know why.
That's kind of how I am. I'm like, gotcha, bitch.
I just feel like so satisfied. I'm like, God, you're so stupid.
That's, yeah.
But then, yeah, then you're kind of like, ugh, like you took that bait. Like, how can I?
Yeah, but well, you know, I'm almost there.
Yeah. It happens. I was like that too. It happens naturally. Like, there's a certain point where you're just kind of like, you've worked too hard and you respect yourself too much that it's just like not appealing anymore. You know, it's like, have you ever like eaten a food so much that you just like can never look at it again?
Yeah, absolutely.
It kind of just like happens naturally. I mean, I did active like rewiring and like love addiction stuff, but I also just sort of like, I realized that the hottest thing to me is respect and being wanted for real. And I was like, oh God, when I'm, because when you're like manipulating someone into liking you, you'll always know that that's why they're there.
Yeah.
On some level.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Uh-oh. And then you're kind of like, because, and then you're more and more insecure where you're like, well, where have you been? And da da da. Because I'm only keeping you because I was able to like build this house of cards.
Yes. I will never, ever, ever forget that.
It's a it's a bummer when you're like, did I just orchestrate all this? Like, am I just like the master of
ceremonies? And I never think that. I'm like, I orchestrated this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That like made this happen. Like, did I just like put a spell on you and just like take advantage of your way? Like, oh God. Like,
see, did I not earn this? Something is so wrong with me. I'm not even kidding. The very last episode we did, I was talking about putting a spell on a guy to get him to like me.
Oh my God.
Maybe.
Oh my God. You are so smart.
Well, then it's like, instead of trying to make someone like you, what if I go like, oh, what if I like myself enough to just gravitate someone that deserves me?
I have a thing though, I almost feel like it's not even like an insecurity thing, because I'm like, I like myself a lot, but I'm like, why don't you?
Yeah,
it's hard. I agree with that.
There's people that like don't, that order vanilla ice cream and that's all they order.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I that's really interesting. It's like I don't mean this, I've had this too, where it's like a narcissistic injury where I'm like I'm the best.
Well, that not even to be that way, but I'm like, I am very secure. I feel like I really like myself. It's not like a, because I get comments all the time on the podcast that are like, Brooke is so insecure. And I'm like, I'm really not, but it's just confusing to me.
Yeah.
They should hear you off camera in the mirror, like, who is that sexy
no,
girl?
Okay, first of all, that's a bit.
But if someone does like you, are you kind of, does it bore you, or it's kind of repelling to you?
Kind of. I don't know. I love like a love bombing. Like, I love a guy who's like really likes me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that never.
But is that like, is that addiction, or is it when someone's just using you as a drug? That's sort of like a, when is this gonna?
You're right.
You know.
You are so fucking wise. Have you ever written a book on like dating and love advice?
I did. I wrote a book. It's called.
I'm literally buying it right after this.
Yeah, I wrote all about all the love addiction stuff, eating disorder stuff, all the sort of.
Oh my
stuff.
God!
I'm checking all my boxes.
Yeah, the body dysmorphia stuff. It's called I'm Fine and Other Lies. That was like a couple years ago. It came out the day of the Vegas shooting. So I was literally in
putting on for my hometown.
Literally,
talk about stealing attention.
I was in hair and makeup in New York, about to go on the Today Show, and it's like. It was like 50 people. I mean, it was like.
Oh, no, I know.
Literally, we're like, body count. Like, yeah. We're like, is it. Okay, I'm not going to go on the Today Show. I'm like, you guys, my eating disorder. It's like, I've had a hard time with guys.
Yeah.
And you, so it was like, it was just, you work so hard for something, and then the day it comes out, it's like something wild. And so it was like a week, everything was down. And I was just kind of like, ugh, I'm not going to like do another press tour. Like on my podcast, we like do little sections like about the book where we do these like quizzes. That's another thing I have in the book outline, like things to do on the first date with guys, these like word association games, like these Freudian subconscious games.
I'm reading it tomorrow. I love
we
that.
We love
shit.
This stuff. She was just saying she does that.
Do it like a word association game. Like just, you can get like the standard Jungian one, J-U-N-G. It's the psychoanalysis guy. And it's just like all these crazy words. And you can just be like hanging out, having a couple drinks, and be like, let's play word association. And I did it one time with this guy that I met on Raya. Already red flag, I know. He was the one without a man bun. And it was like
the only one.
It's really benign.
Damn, every guy I've met on Raya, I think, had a man bun.
So, the V-necks go so deep. And so it would be like, you know, blue, water, sex. It's just like random. And it's like funny. And then I said, wife. And he just, I was like, blah, wife. And he just went, cunt. And I was like,
no.
Like, it's just, and then on another guy, it was marriage. Like, it's buried in it. You know, it's like blueberries, ocean, you know, eyeballs, da, da, da. And then it was like marriage. And he was like, absolutely not. I remember like it was yesterday.
Oh my God. That's
like, great.
Crazy.
I didn't have to ask. You didn't have to lie. Like, cool. Like, that's all. And then there's this other ones where this other one I love, where you ask someone their favorite animal, their favorite article of clothing, their favorite body of water. And it's like, it's a really good insight into people.
Oh my God. I'm going to go buy two copies. One for you.
No,
one for
we
me.
Should literally read it like on the plane tomorrow.
But I'll text you like the quiz too. So you don't have
absolutely.
To do. And then you guys will do my podcast soon.
I
want to talk to you like, for the rest
we'll
of my life.
I could talk to her for 6.5
I have so many questions I want to ask you, but I feel like I don't want to be
annoying. I could talk to you for literally hours and hours and hours. Like, you were the best fucking human. I idolized you growing up. I never thought I'd live in a world where I'm like sitting here and you're on our fucking podcast.
We were like, saying it the whole way here. We're like, can you believe it?
Like,
come on.
You are just such an idol, inspiration, fucking icon living. I can't believe you even took the time. And you're like announcing baby shit on our, what's life?
What? It's, I don't,
like, I love
dude,
you.
I do not identify as a mother in any capacity. Yeah, like I am still still just like trying to figure this out.
Absolutely.
It's just total. But be careful. Like, the last thing I'll say is I was with, I do like equine therapy. That what's really helped me, I think, the most is like working with prey animals. You figure out your own energy. You figure out like what you're needy for, you know, what your vibe you give off. Like, I used to walk into rooms, be like, hey, cunts. And people be like, she's kind of bitchy. I'm like, I'm bitchy. Why do people think I'm bitchy? Like, I just like didn't understand how I came off because I grew up in such a like pugnacious, like sort of violent home.
I was like that for a long time too.
And I always thought I like had to defend myself, you know.
Yeah.
I was like bullied. I had, was in a lot of rough. So I would kind of just like play too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my God, mom brain.
Oh my God.
Oh, so I'm with my Agala instructor. It's like equine therapy. You work with horses. You just cry and cry and cry. Because when we work with regular therapists, you like, I would lie to my therapist. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, I do, actually.
BetterHelp, I love you. But I would like find myself manipulating and trying to, whatever. Or trying to win the who had it the worst contest, etc.
Yeah.
And she said to me, I was like, it's so weird that I'm pregnant. She was like, 5 years ago, you told me you were going to get pregnant at 40. You're like, at 40, I'm just going to get pregnant. And I was like, I did. You're right. Like, I had I was the vision board bitch. I was the, like, writing list.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen to me at 35. This is what's going to happen to me at 38. This is going to happen to me at 40. And I would, like,
speak
it, and I would mean it.
Yeah.
Like, be careful.
And shit happens.
And it just, like, happened. I was like, oh, that's
really
right. Because I was like, I'm not going to think about a kid till I'm 40. As soon as I'm 40, I'm going to have a kid, whether I'm with someone, whether I'm not with someone. I'll adopt. I'll use my eggs. Like, whatever it is, whatever the universe wants, it's going to happen.
I'm not infertile.
You know what I mean? We have so much more time than we think. Like, people are, like, I had this thing in my head, like, after 30, you can never, I have friends getting pregnant at 44. Janet Jackson just had a kid at, like, 71.
Yeah, Kourtney Kardashian's pregnant at 44.
She's 44. Wow. That's wild. So it's like, if you can freeze your eggs, great. You know, not everybody can, but freezing my eggs really helped me not settle earlier.
Yeah,
like I would just be like, nah, like I'm not
like the sense of security.
We should freeze our eggs. It'd be a funny vlog at least.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, it's hilarious. Dude.
I think about selling mine sometimes.
Yeah, and then why are we hard up on cash?
No,
like,
no, honestly,
you're going
just,
on tour.
No,
like,
so true.
Take that money, don't freeze.
No. When you freeze your eggs, you have to take the syringe with you. Like I had to go on tour. You put in a cooler bag. It's like a whole thing, and you have to like shoot yourself.
I have friends
up.
Who have done it like a billion times. Like,
sold embryos.
Like, she sold her eggs.
Oh, sorry, it sold eggs.
But I don't know. It just seems like a giving thing to do. Like somebody.
Now
can't
that there's
have a 23
in me, I'm. Not, it doesn't feel like the cash grab. It
yeah,
used to be.
That's true. I feel like it's just more like oh, some people can't have kids. But the,
oh
okay,
yeah, that's
adopt,
cool.
You're right.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like I have them. I might never use them. But just knowing I had them made me not like settle for like you know Ed Hardy bedazzled shirt guy. You know what I mean?
I'm still working on it.
A tattoo that says breathe guy.
Oh my God, they're the worst. And they always have a palm tree somewhere too. And there's always the circle around the arm that means nothing. Why did you need that? Like just draw it on
what,
the Sharpie.
Barbed wire on your ankle? Like what was this?
Yeah. And there's always lover somewhere.
You have tattoos.
And they're all terrible.
Are they?
Oh my God, yeah. Well, not all of them. I'm lasering young as fuck off my ass right now that Bella Thorne wote when we were dating and I got when I was like
well,
Mod's 17.
Son was at my party. Remember?
Me.
Was that?
Yeah, we went together.
Oh, he went with you? What? Didn't realize. Did you weren't near each other during the party.
Really?
Not really. Well, I mean.
Honestly, yeah. I feel like I would see you and I would just like run away from him. Like just so that you didn't like.
Put it together. Because I remember being like, are they going to say, like, should I? No. And I was like, I'm not going to micromanage. I'm not going to caretake. Because I like didn't put it together because his sister had told me or something about like, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And it didn't cross my mind. And then I was there and I'm like always like the people pleaser, wanted to make sure nobody.
We drove together.
So what?
Yeah, we all came. It was. Yeah.
Because then he's over the axe throwing, and then you were, I don't know, with the chickens or some shit. So I was just kind of like.
My Malak chickens.
I was like,
thing.
Maybe they won't run into each other, you know?
No,
not that I know anything about what actually.
Yeah. No, we were bopping around together. We're super cool.
Oh, bopping.
Now. We're super bopping.
Because I remember being like, do I need to let her know? And then I'm like, this is not, they're adults.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah.
Cute.
We were super adults about it. He's a sweetie. He really is.
I
he loves you so much.
I did his movie with
do you know that
Machine
that was shot gun. In my old house? And I swear to God, at the time, I had just broken up with Maude. And I was like, this is such a fucking dig at me. Why the fuck are you shooting a fucking movie in my old fucking house? I was feral. I had to watch the movie.
Why is Megan Fox walking around in my house in a bikini? You
be like, fuck off. I was so pissed.
Yeah, what a cast.
And Whitney Cummings in the goddamn movie knows I love you. I was like, you fucking, oh my God, whatever. I watched the entire movie. You were amazing in it.
So nice.
I was watching it out of anger towards Maude at the time because we had just broken up. But then I was like, Whitney, so funny. You were so
come
funny.
On.
You carried that.
And then there was something about you guys' tour that we let's talk about. I don't remember what it was, but if you want to talk about your tour. Remember?
We just have tour dates coming soon. And to be honest, we were gonna
delve into a whole thing where we wanted your advice on the show, but I just feel like at this point, let's do it on your podcast.
Oh, perfect,
or something.
Perfect. I love that.
I don't want to, like, first of all, my lash is coming off, my pussy's sweating. Like, you know what I mean?
I am fully swamped.
He's going to charge us $700.
My water is broken. I've given birth. I love you so much. Let's go. We'll do this. We'll pick this up another time.
I worship the ground you
Thanks,
walk on.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank
we
you for
love
coming
you. Thank you so much.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.